Hey everybody, welcome to Run Lead Gen Radio, your go-to podcast for all things digital marketing, SEO, and building your business with your hosts, Quinn and Brian. In today's episode, we're talking all things structured data and schema. What is it? How does it help grow your business? How to implement it? And then how to monitor it? Stay tuned, catch all the details here. Welcome to Run Lead Gen Radio, your go-to podcast for all things digital marketing, SEO, and growing your business with your hosts, Quinn
and Brian.
In today's podcast, we want to talk all about structured data. What is it? How do you do it? Why is it important? And ultimately, how can you use this to grow your business?
Yeah, I would say with all of the changes Google is making to the SERP features, it's probably one of the most important things from the technical aspect that you can do. There's a lot to go over on structured data. So where do we want to start?
Yeah, so I'm going to give the caveat. We're not going to get through all of it today. And this is going to wax a little bit more technical. So for you marketers, for you business owners that are looking to take on a bit of a challenge, this is going to be for you. It's not that it's difficult, but it is conceptually a little bit more complicated. So
The only thing I would add on to that is depending on the platform you have for your website, there are a lot of great tools to help business owners and web developers and marketers to implement different schema or structured data into their website. So if you're on WordPress, your SEO plugin might have a little bit of it or a lot of it depending on the platform and whether you pay for it or not. But there's a ton of tools out there. And so if this is over your head, go ahead and do some searching for your platform. And there's probably going to be some things that you can do to make it a little easier.
Good call. And we will include links to some of these tools in the description below, including things like RankMath, Schema.org, Google's own Rich Snippet testing tool, and others.
Yeah, one of my favorites, just to do a quick drop for an awesome Chrome extension, is schema.app. They have a great Chrome extension where you can go and select the definition you want and select the elements from your page that contain the required information, and it outputs a nice script for you. So just wanted to throw that one in there.
Awesome. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what is structured data, and we're saying schema and structured data relatively interchangeably. Schema.org originated in 2011 and essentially is a vocabulary, a dictionary of language that is commonly held and commonly understood by a handful of different entities, including now Google.
Right. So back in the early 2010s, Google, Bing, Yandex, I can't remember if Yahoo was part of the initial consortium or not, they all decided to come together and to help their machine learning and to better understand context on the web, they came up with this vocabulary to basically kind of give a system behind all contextual elements of the web. So very similar to, maybe you could even think of the Dewey Decimal System, where you have your sections and categories. That might even be a bad
metaphor.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But yeah, from anything from types of organizations to different elements, for basically most things in the dictionary at this point are going to fit inside of a certain schema. So authors, businesses, information, how to, I mean, it's pretty endless at this point.
Yeah, so that's actually a really good point. Schema.org is quite the dictionary of code base that you can use to essentially tell the internet and tell other code readers like Google, like indexers, what is on your site through a commonly understood language. Now, Google has come out and told the world, you know, here are a select few of some of the schema that we are actively looking for and using in our rich results. And ultimately, that's what we're talking about when we talk about schema or structured data, is an opportunity to take up more of those rich results or those rich snippets in the Google search engine results pages, right?
Yeah, the other one that's really important from Google that doesn't necessarily give a rich snippet, but if you have content that is behind a paywall or requires registration, I think most everyone has done a search on Google and got a New York Times result. And when they pull it up, they're hitting a paywall. And obviously that paywall doesn't really have much content, yet it's there for thousands of ranking keywords. And that is a specific schema from Google where they said, hey, you can give us the content that's behind your paywall using this structured data so that we can use it to evaluate and rank the content of that page. And you can still show your end users your paywall. And so that's one that goes a bit beyond a rich snippet, like getting your reviews or rating stars or information about a product on your search result listing, to actually helping you rank for content in a very particular way to help your business.
Good call. Well said. All right, you guys, so let's get into it. We're going to walk through six steps of how to implement schema for your business in order to help it show up more on the Google search results and ultimately increase your business. Step one, identify your structured data or your schema opportunity. So there are a lot of different ways to identify an opportunity for structured data. Primarily, we want to look for keywords that are currently serving up rich results. That's a great way to find an opportunity.
Yeah, a lot of times I'll actually even do a quick Google search with the type of business that it is and then add schema.org onto that search to see if there's a definition that's more specific or applies really well to a piece of content or a business, because there are so many different definitions that are available that it's hard to know them all. But yeah, identifying the content. So just a good example would be FAQ content as one example. There's another thing that you can do to help make this easier is to go into Google's documentation on structured data and look at all of the different features and rich snippets that are available and see which one of applies to your business, if not multiple.
Perfect. Ultimately, finding something in the search results that you would like is a great place to start. You can use tools like SEMrush and other tools to identify rich results at scale. This can help you as well.
Yeah, that's great. Great thing to point out. The SERP features results from SEMrush can, for a particular keyword, help you go and identify what's out there.
Perfect. And that brings us to step two. Once you've identified an opportunity for schema, you've got to identify what markup you need to use to capture the opportunity.
Yeah, so really there are three types of formats that can be used. And the most important one that you're going to want to know about is JSON-LD. That is the format that Google requests structured data be set up in. And so that then makes it our preferred format. And it's a lot cleaner and a lot simpler to work with.
Now, back in the day, we used to, and I'm sure this is still a viable path, you can go to schema.org and find the particular opportunity that you want to go after, and it will give you an example of the code right there, and you can kind of plug and play as needed. Today, there are a handful of different ways to do that, and we'll talk about those in the subsequent steps, which brings us to step three, generating your markup. So if you want to kind of make this the easiest possible, you can just pull up something like ChatGPT even, but there are a handful of schema generators out there that you can just do a Google search for. Ultimately, telling the generator or telling ChatGPT what it is that you're trying to generate schema for, and then giving it the requirements or the criteria that are required for that schema, and voila, you've got your schema. It's that easy. It's become so easy with AI especially.
Yeah, that's a great point. And there are also, as I mentioned in the beginning, depending on your platform, a lot of options to help make that easier as well. So if you're using something like Rank Math, you can just fill out the fields in the schema forms or settings to help get that generated. And then that actually helps you skip step four.
That's exactly right. So then step four is adding that markup to your site.
Right. So normally you will need to go in and add a snippet directly to a page. So most schemas are going to have specifications of whether it's something that should go wrapped near the content, or oftentimes you can put it in the header of that particular page. But so whatever tool you're using to generate the snippet, whether that's ChatGPT or another generator, you'll then copy that code and go and add it to the particular page that you're optimizing.
Now, depending on your site, like we talked about, you could use Google Tag Manager to implement that. You can use something from WordPress, like a plugin, or a plugin for a different type of CMS. Or you can use something like you can directly install it into a header or a footer of a site manually. There's lots of different ways. Ultimately, you've got to get it on the right page that you're trying to rank for that particular opportunity. Which brings us to step five. Now you've got to test the markup. And there are a couple of different ways to do this, but primarily using Google's Rich Results Tester.
Yeah, the Rich Results Tester is great because it will also render JavaScript for your test, which some tools like validator.schema.org, which is a really common one because it tests against the library there. But using the Rich Results Tester, you're going to A, check the markup to make sure you don't have any errors. B, you're going to check to make sure that Google has the required content that goes with it, so that if you're needing to add an address or a phone number to have it qualify for the rich snippet, you're going to find out right there. But yeah, that important step of rendering JavaScript to make sure it's being picked up, especially if you're deploying through Google Tag Manager, then it would be a requirement to be able to complete that test. So
well said. So that brings us to the sixth and final step, which is to monitor and optimize. Now, Google will go and crawl your site on occasion to pick this up, but you can go request indexation and have Google crawl it as quickly as it can by submitting to Google Search Console that you're interested in having it crawl soon.
Yeah, so a few things will happen. Once Google picks that up, you will actually see in the Rich Snippets section of Search Console what URLs are being awarded, what definitions, and so from there, that can help you decide, okay, yes, everything's coming in correctly, and I'm getting that rich snippet on my result or not.
Perfect. You guys, that really is as simple as it can be. Now, obviously, it gets more complex as you start to scale this out across multiple pages, multiple opportunities, but ultimately, doing this very simple process is going to help you start to capture more results on Google Results, which is the name of the game. You want to show up for more queries, you want to show up for more keywords so that people come to your site. You're an authority, you're an expert. So this will absolutely help increase traffic to your website and ultimately boost the bottom line of your business.
Yeah, one other thing I would say about that is not only will it help how your site appears in the search, but it's going to help your site stand out in the search results as well.
You guys, this is it for today's episode. If this is the type of content that you like, go ahead and like and subscribe so that we can help you with other tips and tricks on helping you grow your business and getting out there in SEO, digital marketing, websites, and everything else. This is Quinn and Brian with Run Lead Gen, where we help you scale to success, and we'll see you next time.